ESU post game.
Again, open statement from Coach Chris Gottman. And again, question only for student athletes.
First off, I want to thank Pirate Nation for coming out tonight. The crowd was awesome. You know, the first time we hosted a regional since I've been here, I thought the environment was electric, which we needed. Thought our offense played really well tonight. I thought we played really good defense, and we needed it, you know, because UNC Wilmington is a really good team, really good offense, and those guys really have a lot of quality of athletes on pitching, and our offense just kept scoring what we needed.
Questions for student athletes?
For any of you guys, just it seemed like every time y'all had somebody, second and third, less than one out, or less than two outs, you found a way to get them home. And how important was that to keep tagging on those runs?
It's really important. We're just staying with the plan, being focused every day during PP. That's one of our rounds as an infield and our drive men. I think Coach Shee does a really good job in third base, getting them over, stuff like that, staying late, and just sticking to the plan. Worked out for us, and I'm good.
Connor, playing in your first NCAA tournament, it seemed like you were feeling it out there today. What was it like out there just coming through for your team?
It feels really good. I mean, it feels really good to come through for the guys. I know they really look at me as like a role model, like a leader, so I know with myself I need to come and play every day, and especially playing in front of that type of atmosphere, I don't know how you can't get ready to play. Like, I should just fire you up. I mean, first time, as soon as I ran out on the field to go on defense, I mean, I had cold chills. I mean, my hair stood up, so at that point I knew, like, well, not really cold chills, but my hair stood up. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't get ready for something like that, and I'm just glad I could come through for the guys.
Connor, the home run is when you were rounding the bases. It reminded me of Duke, after the Duke game, when you gave that kind of speech about the fans and playing at ECU and that kind of thing. Was that one of those moments where you were just kind of proud to be in that moment?
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you don't get those opportunities very much, and when you can, like, fire up the crowd like I did, I mean, that's something, like, if the other team, you're looking at 5,000, 6,000 people cheering, that's something that's just going to be like, oh, crap. I mean, they're up on us now, the crowd's into it, it's hard to come back from that.
Brian, you were here in 2009 as a middle schooler. You were in the stands then, being on the field now. You know, how did those two compare?
It was awesome. It was very alike. Just the fans were into it almost every pitch, even when we were going up really hard on them. You know, not a lot of people left the stands, and that says a lot about our fans staying in until then. So it was really exciting.
Brian, I know you've done that leap into the jungle a lot this season, but did it feel any extra special, obviously, given today? I mean, is that a moment you envision when you commit to ECU?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Coach harps on that, you know, saying it could be us, and it's true, you know. That's one of the best feelings of my life when I get to jump up there with all those fans. You know, it's something I look back on in 30 years, get to tell my kids about, because it was really special.
Drew, you had three RBIs tonight, kind of got the runs on in different ways. Just talk about how important those are, and that's where keep on tagging on.
Well, I give that one to my teammates because they were always on base for me. You know, the whole lineup has just been swinging the bat well, and they just happened to be on base, and I think I had two sack bunts tonight, but you know, it just kind of worked out. But I'm just happy to sacrifice myself for the team.
Brian, the two games against Wilmington this year were close and low scoring. This one was obviously much different. Was it the weather or the atmosphere? Or y'all starved? Anything you think that kind of led to all those runs?
I think we could have did that to them in any other game. I think we were just a lot more focused tonight, especially with the fans. I'm sure they were nervous. I know they're really confident going into the game, but that pressure that our fans put on them, and we just capitalized on it. I think we scored almost every inning, so that's huge.
Fans have obviously, Brian, waited a long time to see postseason baseball back in Greenville. How cool was it to be able to deliver such a, you know, all-around start-to-finish performance for Pirate Nation?
It was really cool. All those people out there in left field beyond that, I mean, first thing in the game, they were ready to go just as much as we are, so it was really good to give that to them. 15 runs.
Anything else for student effort? Thank you, guys. You guys can be excused. We'll hold